If you want an outline, Benaiah, he fought the worst possible enemy in the worst possible environment, in the worst possible elements. The worst possible enemy, the lion. How would you like to fight a lion? I don't see any hands up, and I wouldn't blame you. The lion is the king of the beasts. Maybe boys and girls, sometimes you wonder if a big lion and a big tiger came together, who would win the fight? I have the answer for you. The lion. Apparently, in India some time ago, it was recorded actually. Someone recorded it, a fight between a lion and a tiger. It was actually in a pit, strangely enough. Guess who won the battle? The lion. There they were, the lion and the tiger. It was amazing, and the person who recorded it, they couldn't quite believe that it was happening. But somehow the lion and the tiger, they ended up in this pit in a fight. And they were kind of strutting and prowling around the pit and sort of shadow fighting with each other. And there was a few scuffles, and then it was all over as just in a flash. You know what had happened? The lion, as quick as lightning, had just reached out its paw and struck the tiger on the head, crushed its skull. The power of the lion. The devil is power, folks. There's a whole lot of people on planet Earth tonight, and they're under his sway. But thank God for the great Benaiah, who went to an old rugged cross nearly 2,000 years ago and defeated the lion. What a victory Christ won over the lion. The lion who was too strong for us, who is too strong for us. He's much more powerful than us. But the good news, folks, is tonight that the Lord Jesus, he faced this enemy. He faced the worst enemy possible. He faced the strongest enemy possible, the devil. Lucifer, the son of the morning. The one who had been next to God in heaven, next to the Trinity in heaven. But of course rebelled, and he became the Lord's archenemy. And there you have it. There's three crosses, but it's what's happening on the middle cross that really matters. Because our great Benaiah, the Lord Jesus, is fighting the lion in the pit. They're going down into the spiritual pit and they're slugging it out. But then comes the moment when the lion of the tribe of Judah reaches forth his paw, and in the blink of an eye he strikes the enemy and strikes him down. And as he does it, he cries out, "It is finished." Hallelujah. Wouldn't it make you rejoice, child of God, tonight that the victory has been won? Thank God, whatever our circumstances are tonight, whatever our battles are, the victory has already been won. You've heard me say before, we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Never forget it. Look, ye saints, the sight is glorious. See the man of sorrows now. From the fight returned victorious. Every knee to him shall bow. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Crowns become the victor's brow.